What's up, guys? We're back here with part two, episode five. Oh, it's a nice little break.
It is. It was a nice little 7-minute break.
Yeah. We actually didn't even get out of our chairs this time.
You know what? Now that we say something about getting out of chairs, you know we should play sometime?
What?
Musical chairs.
Why?
Why not?
Because we're grown.
Why not is the real question.
Because we're grown men.
You are a grown man. I am a pickle.
Okay.
Who is in a pickle?
Are you a grown pickle?
I am a grown pickle. I'm full of pickleness. I am stuck in the pickle jar. There's vinegar all around me, and I am just thriving right now. Remember when I used to be an old wee little cucumber?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, just used me to masturbate, that's it.
God damn. Like Beth?
Yeah.
Can you look up the score for the Rockets and the Warriors right now?
Rockets and the Warriors, huh? I will definitely look at that score for you.
Well, actually, they're probably done by now.
You know what? They probably are done. Actually, they are done. And holy shit, you will never guess who won.
Golden State.
Golden State just blew them out of the fucking water.
Let me see.
126-85.
Holy fuck me. So Golden State leads 2-1 now.
See, we were talking about CP Chris Paul being a clutch player. He was not a clutch player
tonight. No, he was not. Golden State up 2-1. Wow. Boston up 2-1.
You know how Cleveland kept Boston under 25 points a quarter last night?
How?
What? No, you know how they did, right? You know, they.
Oh, yes.
Well, the most points that Houston scored in a quarter was 24.
Damn.
That was the third quarter. The least amount was in the fourth with 18 points. The most Golden State scored was 38 in the fourth, and then the least amount they scored was in the second with 23.
Nice.
So, pretty brutal fourth quarter.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. There's not really anything else going on in the sports world. You got the final of the Royals and Yankees was today?
10-1.
The Yankees, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
How did your cards do?
You know, to be honest, they did a lot better today than I thought they were going to.
Is that so?
Yeah, they won 5-1 against the Phillies today.
That's good.
Yeah. So, we won 2-1 series there. We go on tomorrow to take on the Royals. There's going to be news for the next 3 days for sports.
Royals get swept by the Cardinals. That's going to be the news.
Fair enough.
Now, whichever day, if we either have Junis or Kennedy pitch one of those days, we'll probably win that game, and then you guys will win the other two.
Still trying to find out if the Ameristar has a pool, or at least a hot tub.
I would assume that they do, because it's massive.
I've never been there, ever.
It's not small.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it from the highway, you know, driving past it.
Yeah, it's hard to fucking miss.
Yeah. But I've never stayed there, so.
Oh, shit.
Actually, I've never even been there, it's just I've seen it. That's it. You know, I feel the only way I'm going to get an answer out of it is if I call them, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't feel like calling them because I don't like talking to people.
Fuck talking to people. Fuck the people that you talk to.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so not really a whole lot going on in the sports world.
No, not really, no.
But.
That sweet sound of an old Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Being open.
Mm-hmm. Gotta crack open some happiness here.
Crack. Happiness. Alright.
It's not really happiness because it's not a beer, but.
Actually, I just Googled it and gave me a definition answer, you know, whenever you Google stuff. No, Ameristar does not have a pool. None of the KC area casinos/hotels have a pool.
That's stupid.
That makes me sad, actually.
You know what they make up, how they make up not having a pool?
Tons and tons of gambling.
Yes, exactly.
You'd think that with all the gambling. Like, you could probably, like, build an indoor pool from, like, the first 10 people at your slot machines or card tables or something.
Definitely.
Like, come on. You have money. Build a separate building and make it a pool house.
Make it a giant pool house because you can totally afford it.
Put a big old, like, I don't know, 100-foot long pool. Like, one end. One end being for, like, kids at, like, 3 feet deep and then, or 2 feet deep, I don't know. And, like, a deep end being, like, 12 feet deep. I mean, come on. I don't like, you know, being able to touch the bottom the whole time. I like to, you know, sink sometimes.
You mean like, the pool in my hometown?
Yes.
Where it doesn't, like, the only place it gets below 4 foot is, you know, the fucking diving board.
Yeah, well, besides that, but, I mean, whenever the general swimming area, it's like, it's like my nipples are above the water the whole time.
Yeah, I definitely want my nipples to be below the water. I want to cover up my fat completely.
When you're looking down into the water, you look skinnier.
Yes. We're going to have to hang out at the pool here.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's huge.
Way better than my town. It's like the only thing...
This town
there's
has.
There's two things that this town has that are better than my town is the pool and the theater is better here.
We have a pizza shop.
We don't really have a pizza shop, so it's...
We also have an ice cream parlor. Same.
People shit... I talk on Twitter about loving that pizza place all the time, and people shit on it.
Really?
All the time. Well, the one person that shits on it, like, worked there for a long time. So I tried telling her, I was like, yeah, well, do you like Sonic? And she's like, well, sometimes. And I was like, yeah, well, fucking Sonic sucks, motherfucker. Don't shit on the things I like.
I haven't tried our ice cream parlor yet, though, so...
I don't know if it's
any good. I'm gonna try that sometime.
You know what place used to be good in my hometown? The Sub place when it was still open. Not the Subway, but the one that was on Main Street.
One by the Ford dealership?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never had that. I just remember it being
there.
The
place was good. It was a little overpriced, but it was really good.
You know what place I don't like eating at?
What?
The old Schaefer's there.
Man, why you gotta...
I just don't...
I'm going to talk about stuff in the town. Now people are definitely going to know what the fucking town is. I'm related to the people that fucking own that motherfucker. Now everybody's going to know who I am.
You just disclosed information you didn't have to there. So,
God,
people
damn
didn't
it.
Know that beforehand.
God, son of a bitch. I don't know them very well.
If we weren't 7.5 minutes into this podcast, I'd say let's restart it. But,
yeah, but it's too late now.
You know I still have to work tonight.
Son of a bitch. I can't believe you did that. That's a good ice cream shop, though.
Whenever they do have ice cream.
That's true. They are sold out. I love the, it's like a birthday cake one, but it's got, like, the chunks.
Oh, yeah.
In the it, you know what I'm talking about?
Cake chunk things.
It's like, yeah. It's like cookie dough, but, like, birthday cake. That was really good.
Always sold out, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And the cookie dough. And I like cookie dough, so that was always awesome. You know, I do like the 7-car pileup that you get there, though.
Yeah. Have you ever finished one of those by yourself?
It took me a couple days, but yeah. on the description, it says feeds up to like 4 people. I'm like, challenge accepted. And where that is how I got fat.
Where was the place that... What place was it that had the Monster Burger?
Monster Burger, huh?
I don't know what it was called, but it was this massive fucking burger. I think it's where...
It's probably where the sub shop used to be. You know,
no, you
used
know,
to be like 12 different businesses.
You know where the cafe used to be? Well, it's still a cafe, but it's a different one now.
Yeah.
Over by the bank on Main Street.
Yeah. See,
I think it used to be that one that it used to be. They used to have the giant burger.
Yeah, I forget what the net plan of that place was. I think it was like Clovers or something like that. Or
no.
Shamrock Cafe or something.
No, it wasn't.
I don't fucking know.
No, not even close.
I don't even know. I don't care, to be honest.
Not even close. But there's a group of people on Facebook that said, like, if you could go there and finish that whole burger and then go over to the other place and do the 7-car pileup all by yourself in, like, under... like an hour and a half or something like that, they would give you like $100.
Nice.
I never tried it because, dear God.
Well, medical bills might be a thing.
It would be a little steeper than like $100.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get off the toilet for a week.
Oh, no. No, it would definitely be like
a major problem.
Not only would my arteries be clogged, but I would also look like Respucia.
Respucia!
I'd be sitting there like, well, Doc, last week I came in weighing in at 180 pounds, and this week I came in weighing at 475.
Clearly my eating is the problem, Doc. You didn't have to fucking tell me that.
Like, whoa, man, you're gonna slow down. Your heart's gonna burst.
Is it raining out? You can't, like, move a little further away to do that.
Sorry, you don't love me. This is why we're getting divorced.
Sit right here. You're gonna piss right next to me?
I got piss right next to you.
If you're gonna piss right next to me, at least show me your dick.
Okay.
He's not gonna do it. Is it raining again?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, it doesn't look like it is, but it could very possibly much be raining. But
it sounds like it is, but I would also, like, if you told me it was just the wind, I would also believe you.
No, it's definitely raining. I just don't know where the rain's at, because, you know, living in Missouri, it can rain in half your yard.
Yeah, like yesterday. So. Oh, God. Anyways, we gotta move this bitch along. I think it's time for story time. What do you think?
It is time for story time. What story? We have, like, 12 stories we want to tell.
Who's starting?
You can start with yours, and I'll end with mine.
Because...
Oh, yeah, it's definitely rain.
Oh, yeah, now it is. Okay, so we got two stories for you. I'm going to tell you about the first party I went to at the Pickles Duplex. And then he's going to tell you about the last party he had at the Duplex. And I'm going to have to weigh in a lot on that one because he was drunk as shit.
I was drunk as shit, both. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, every party.
You were more drunk at the second one.
Every party no, I
you,
had.
No, you threw up at the first one I was at.
Yeah, I threw up at both. But, No, I didn't throw
up. No, you didn't throw up that second night. No, I did have to walk you back to your room.
I've had a lot of parties in between then, so I was able to handle my liquor.
Yes. But anyways. Okay, so the first party I go to, I'm hanging out with the Mohawk guy.
Yep. Old Mohawk.
We're at his house playing the old video games. We were playing some Call of Duty Black Ops. I remember that shit. We used to rock the fuck out of that game.
I think I texted him and was like, hey, you want to come to his party? And I think they just tagged along with him.
Yeah, he was like, you want to roll with me to this guy's party? And I was like, yeah, sure. Who is it? And he's like, oh, we work with him. And they told me. And I was like, oh, yeah, all right. I don't really know him that well, but yeah, sure. So I go over there, and I find out that Big Sexy is your roommate, and... The other two.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah. We definitely know which one's worse, but yeah. One of them we actually don't mind. The other one we don't like at all. But anyways. When I get there, it's just like the four of them, Tweedledum's wife, and then me and Mohawk guy. There was like nobody there at that point.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that were there were still at work, I think.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us worked together. And then, I don't know, so we're hanging out, and, like, I smoked hookah for the first time. Never tried it before, but I'm always down to try new shit. And the head high was, oh, my God. No head high will ever be as good as the first one. I literally just, I fell out of my chair and I just laid there for a couple minutes.
Yes, I remember that.
And then, we're sitting there talking and Big Sexy, me and Big Sexy played football together in high school. And he was like, you know, man, you're way cooler than I thought you were. I always thought you were like a total douchebag, but you're super cool. He was also
extremely drunk at the time, too.
Yeah, he was. He was like, I always thought you were like a super douchebag, but you're actually really cool. I was like, thanks, man. You're cool too, I guess. I'd never really thought you were a douchebag, but okay. Thanks for letting me know. But I started drinking and whatever. Nobody had really drank that much yet. In fact, I think I'd had more to drink than you at this point.
Yes.
Because Fireball was getting passed around.
Oh, yeah, I remember, like, that giant bottle of Fireball. Yeah,
nobody else wanted it, so I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll drink that sumbitch.
It was being passed around, and no one cared about HIV.
So then, me and Tweedledee are talking about wrestling, because we wrestled together, and he wants to go at it. even though I used to kick his ass all up and down the fucking mat in fucking high school. He wants to go at it, and of course, I kick his fucking ass again. But in the midst of kicking his ass, I ripped my fucking favorite pair of jeans at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So the pickle, barely fucking knowing this guy who just comes in, starts smoking hookah, drinking Fireball, and wrestling people in his living room, I was like, yeah, I got an extra pair of shorts you can wear.
Trying to be a good host. So, can't let you run around ripping your pants.
Well, it might have been too early at that point for you to see my dick, so who knows. Maybe you wanted to, I don't know. But
I was smoking poles back then too.
Changing the shorts, and then more people start showing up. A couple people that we worked with, some other people that we went to high school with that I didn't necessarily not like them, but I just like didn't care for them either way. Well, really it was one person, and she just like would not stop talking to me, and I'm like, look, I don't
talk about the Red Devil?
No. I'd never, no. We, me and her never had anything to do with each other. She just, like, started talking with me.
Mm.
She was friends with the chick you were talking to at that point. Not the other one we worked with, but the one that was banging that wanted to bang the science teacher.
Oh, yeah, that yeah, fucking
okay.
bitch.
You know who I'm talking about now, yeah. Okay, but anyways, she just, like, would not fucking stop talking to me. I'm like, look, dude, I don't not like you. I don't really like you either. I don't really care either way. You seem nice, but trying to talk to these other people that I actually have things to say to,
yeah.
I don't want to be a dick, but can you, like, leave me the fuck alone, please?
I think that
please?
She felt like she needed to come to all my parties just because her grandma lived next door.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather her grandma be at the party than her.
Yeah, at least she would have brought food. Fuck.
Her grandma was cool. But so whatever, the night's going on and we're all hanging out and having a good time. Me and Mohawk guy had a deep conversation with the chick that we worked with about her getting treated like shit with the guy and trying to give her some advice and all this other stuff. And like, the pickle is just,
I'm going town on
fucking
shots.
Trashed. And he, at one point, like, lays down on the living room. Well, he started in the dining room, and he crawled to the living room. He's just, like, rolling around, bumping into people and shit like that. He may not even remember doing it. I don't know.
I don't, to be honest.
But he was fucking drunk, and then he's just, like, out of nowhere, was like, I'm gonna puke. So a couple of the girls take him back to the bathroom and he fucking pukes and they go tuck him into bed.
I puked twice.
Yeah.
In a row. And that was it.
They go tuck him into bed. And like a bunch of us are sitting at the table talking, like an hour goes by. He gets out of bed, comes back and starts drinking again. I was like, good God. Boot and fucking rally, my man.
The party never stops till I say it's over.
Okay, but then he got super trashed again and almost puked again, didn't puke again, but had to go straight back to bed after another, like, three drinks downed in a row. And there was this other girl there that, like, started talking to me. And I had no idea who the fuck she was, so I was talking to her and whatnot. She started flirting with me and whatnot. And, like, she went to the bathroom and somebody came up to me and she's like, you know, she's like, 15 or 16, and I was like, whoa, shit. She come back and tried flirting with me again, tried talking to me again. I was like, yeah, look, okay, I'm like 3 years older than you. I can't fucking talk to you.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Someone was 15 or 16? What?
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck? Why is this fucking person here? That same chick whose grandma mm-hmm. lived next door fucking brought her.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was like, why is this fucking girl here? So then people were like trying to say that I was hitting on this girl, and I'm like, no. She was coming on to me, and as soon as I found out that she was under 18, I was like, yeah, no, I can't fucking speak to you. I'm gone. I'm ghosted. If I was, like, 18 and talking to, like, a 17-year-old at that time, it would probably have been okay. Especially because, like, in the state of Missouri, for a lot of things, you're viewed as an adult at 17.
Yeah.
So, like, but if I'm 2-3 years older than somebody, I'm like, yeah, man, I kind of got to cut the ties here, dog. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay? I just can't. It's bad. It's bad news bears.
Yeah.
It's like, you seem really nice, but I'm kind of going to need you to back the fuck off. Okay? Peace out.
Don't you just hate when girls do that?
Yeah.
Don't tell you how old they are or anything. Just go right, just lay right into it.
Mm-hmm. It's awful. Trying to trap me is what was going on.
Entrapment.
You know what else happened that night that was super uncool?
What?
I had stopped smoking cigarettes for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was drunk. And someone was like, hey, you want to bum one from me? Because, like, we were standing in the garage, and, like, there was, like, 8 of us, and everyone was smoking except me. And I was like, fuck it, yeah, I'll take one.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then I started smoking again, and, oh, God, it was bad. Like, yeah, I chew now, but I feel like... Like, chewing is really not good for you. And, yeah, it's a disgusting habit. But smoking can cause way more fucking damage. And it's way more nasty. At least, like, when I'm walking around, I don't, like, smell like chew. Because when I was smoking and I walked around, I smelled like cigarettes. It was disgusting. I'll have one every now and again when I'm drinking, and my girl will always get mad at me for having one or two. But I don't really have, like, an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did at that point. Like, it was hard for me to stop smoking. But now, if I have one, or even two, like, right back to back, it doesn't faze me at all. I mean, I still feel disgusting afterwards. So that's, like, another big thing for, like, I shouldn't fucking do this all the time, but...
Yeah.
That first party wasn't like a super exciting night, but it was like an awesome hangout. And the setup was bad fucking ass.
Yeah.
And the setup wasn't even like to the full extent yet, because it wasn't until we had been hanging out for like a month that you like completely set up the living room and the dining area and everything. Like, you had the posters and black lights up and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, like, after a while, you had, like, a bunch of flags and a bunch of other shit put up.
My pennants and stuff.
Yeah, and then, like, you got all the lights hooked up in the right spots. Like, you had the lights, but you were having problems, like, having them in the right spots. But then you finally found the spots that you wanted them, and, oh, my God, it was kick-ass. By the time that I had to fucking host your party for you because you were still working.
Yeah, the fucking bastards wouldn't let me off. Bastards.
Oh, God. That's the story for another time. That night sucked. Right now too. That night fucking sucked, but... But anyways...
Had a collective, like, 5 people there.
Yes. But... It was a really cool hangout, and, like... Pickle and Big Sexy were like, yeah, man, you could just come over and hang out whenever you want, man. All you gotta
do is... We were drunk when we said this, too.
All you gotta do is shoot us a text, man. It's cool. So I was like, okay.
And let me... put this in there. He would text us as he's walking in our front door. Like, he'll be halfway through when he decides to send it. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you're here. Nope.
You're sitting right next to me. You told me it was fine. You tell me it's fine now. You tell me, like, if you're still sleeping or whatever, just come to your house and set shit up and you'll just wake up whenever.
Yeah, I will wake up whenever. Please.
You tell me to do that now. So, yeah, I took that as an invitation to just stick around. So I've, like, never left. I slept on the couch probably 4 or 5 nights out of the week because I just didn't want to go home. Not because, like, home life sucks or anything like that, but because it was just fucking boring to sit there by myself all day. Or all night, I should say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it would, like, really be annoying when Big Sexy would be, like, playing fucking video games all night and everybody else is trying to go to sleep and he's up being loud.
When you have class in, like, 3 hours.
I'm like, dude, I have class at fucking 8 a.m. I gotta be up at 6:30. He's like, so? I'm like, dude, you have a fucking TV in your room. Just play in there, you fucker. I hope he hears this and he regrets doing that to me. It's like, dude, this isn't even your TV. This is Pickle's TV. You have your own TV in your room. Play fucking Xbox back in there, man. That's 4 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed. Oh, that was before I became an alcoholic, though. Those are bad times.
Those weren't bad times. Those were fun times.
Yeah, I guess. But anyways, Pickle's going to tell us about...
the last party I had.
Oh, yeah.
The last party I had in the duplex is like a moving out party, which people never do. But I was like, yeah, fuck it. We're going to do it.
It wasn't really even a party either.
It was like 12 of us there.
Yeah, but we agreed that it was more of a hangout than anything else because your parties usually blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
Especially one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was fun, too. But,
that one was intense.
Yes, indeed. But anyways, let's start with the night before, actually. So, the night before, let's start 3 days before. 3 days before, like, I find out I'm going to be moving out that week, and I was like, yeah, let's have a blowout, you know? So I was like...
He was super pissed about it, too.
Yeah. I was more pissed I couldn't afford it by myself at the time. Now it'd be no fucking problem, but... At the time, I wasn't really getting hours and stuff like that. But, I was like, hey, I'm gonna have a party. Fuck this, you know, we're gonna have a moving out party. So, I texted everyone, I was like, hey, having a party this Saturday or Friday or Saturday, whatever the day it was, I don't remember. Having a party. Feel free to show up. It's gonna be super chill. We're gonna go all out, you know. So I did. I set the night before. I set up all my lights where I wanted them to be and stuff, and
put up a fog machine out too.
I did have the fog machine out. But anyways, I set everything up. It was like all perfect and stuff. Set my speakers. Set up. I put a black blanket over my TV so that we could have music playing from the TV to the speaker. That way none of us had to use our phones. And the light wouldn't bother us at all. So, got all that shit set up. The day of the party comes, I stock up on alcohol. I get, like, the really good shit. I get expensive, like, Grey Goose. I got, Crown. Some other stuff. I think I got beer too for all the people that didn't drink like hard liquor. I think I got like whatever I could find cheap, like Natty and Bud Light and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we were all. I got off work late and. I came back to the house and everyone was starting to show up, so I was in my room changing, and they all thought it was going to be pretty lame, but, you know, then I turned off all the lights and turned on all the party lights, turned on the music, got shit going. Everyone was like, all right, this ain't going to be half bad. There's only, like, 12 people there, so...
And half of them were people that, like...
We worked with.
Well, half of them were people we worked with, and the other half were, like, people that we never talked to.
Yeah, it's kind of found out and came along. Yeah. I think it was because, you know, it was like significant others. Them. Yeah, mostly everyone was dating each other.
Mm-hmm.
But partying out, you know, having a good old time. Turn on the fog machine; gets way too foggy in there. We had to open a door, and it looked like the place was on fire again. We've done that a few times with the fog machine. But,
nobody left in terror at this one, though.
Yeah. The first one, I was trying to wing people out. So I was like, you know, fuck it. The doors are shut and everything. Let's get smoking in here.
Yeah, but this one, people knew what was going on.
Yeah. But, we were all drinking. We were playing drinking games and stuff and having a good time. I wasn't drinking that much. Like, I had, like... vodka with like Red Bull or something, or Monster.
One drink.
Yeah, I had like, because I was like, I'm not going to get too drunk because, you know, I still have to clean up and stuff and all this other nonsense. And all my roommates, they were gone. they were all gone. I don't know where the hell they all were, but they were out of here. And which was really convenient too. Mm-hmm. But you know, I only had one drink. Everyone was starting to get tired, so like, you know, fuck it, we're gonna leave. I look outside my front door, I'm like, when the fuck did I get this many cars in my parking lot? Driveway.
Like, everybody drove separately.
Yeah. I'm like, alright, that's cool. I mean, one guy had trouble getting his truck up the fucking driveway, so I was like, alright, cool, you know, just peel out my driveway. Mm-hmm. Because my driveway was a little steep, mm-hmm. which was a pain in the ass, especially in wintertime.
I want to tell what happened next, because I'm the one that had to deal with this certain part.
But everyone left, and I was like, I turned off all the party lights, turned on most of the regular lights, like a couple lamps, because I didn't want too bright in there, because me and Fatty over here were wanting to smoke a little bit, and I think we were going to try and watch like a movie or something. Mm-hmm. I think we had Limitless, I think it was, that we were watching.
Yeah, I had a girl that wanted to come over.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you did have a friend wanting to come over too from the Burg. Mm-hmm. And, well, I was just cleaning up, and most of the cups that I found were like most of the cups and the cans laying around were like half full and stuff, so I was like, you know what? These can't go to waste.
Now, hold on a second. We're getting ready to smoke. We get the TV turned on. He's starting to clean shit up because nobody took anything with them. Which, I mean, it's good that they didn't take any of the alcohol with them, but a bunch of people left a bunch of trash there, too. Yeah. Someone brought a fucking styrofoam cooler and left it. But anyways, he starts cleaning up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss. So I go to the bathroom. Take a leak. Wash my hands. And I check my phone. Real quick. Send a couple text messages. Tell my friend, like, yeah, you can come over if you want. Give her the Addy and everything. I was in the bathroom 2 minutes tops. I come back out. This motherfucker is spinning around, dancing, singing, and falling flat on his fucking face. Just drunk as hell. In 2 minutes. He was completely sober. I look around, all the cans, all the cups, fucking everything was empty, and I said, God fucking damn it.
There was a lot of cups and cans, too.
You even finished off my drink.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, my fault, man.
Yeah. I think it was the one, you had my glass in your hand as I came out of the bathroom. I said, this motherfucker.
Hey, Crown and Pepsi, man.
So then, I'm trying to get him to calm down. For like the next 20 minutes, he's begging me, can we go to McDonald's?
It was really 20 minutes?
Can we go to McDonald's? Yeah. Because I was trying to get everything ready to smoke and everything and waiting for her to show up and whatnot. And mind you, at this point, it's like 1 in the morning at that point.
Thankfully, it was the weekend and the junction was open 24 hours.
Everything was fucking closed in town, so we had to drive fucking 10 minutes, 5 minutes out there, 5 minutes back to the fucking junction so this guy could get McDonald's. He gets like, he tells me he's going to pay for my food, so I'm like, fine. So I get one meal, and this guy gets like $30 worth of shit.
Worth it.
He was out of all pop in the house, too, so he gets like four fucking Dr. Peppers. I get like one Coke. He's got like, I don't know, like a bunch of McChickens, a bunch of McDoubles, like 3 things of fries, some other shit. It was fucking ridiculous.
It was totally worth it though.
And then this girl shows up. We're hanging out. Just the 3 of us.
Nice.
Me and her aren't even sitting together because like, she wanted to do sexual stuff, and I wanted nothing to do with her sexually. Because I had already heard from one of my buddies that had hooked up with her, and he caught something right after he hooked up with her. So I was like, yeah, I don't really want a piece of that. I'm good. I'd rather not get the clap. Thanks. So
yeah, that'd be nasty.
But we're hanging out, and he's hooping and hollering. He's singing.
Having a good old time doing what a pickle does. Mm-hmm. Doing pickle things. Just living the life of a pickle at that point. I was a free bird. I remember asking if you were going to bang her. And I thought I whispered it, but I guess I said it really loud.
No, you said it loudly. Multiple times, actually. And I was walking you back to your room the last time you asked me. You're like, you're totally going to fuck her, aren't you? And I was like, no, I'm not. We're not going to do anything. He's like, yeah, you are. You're a fucker. And I'm going to listen through the wall. And I'm going to be spanking it to it. And I'm going to make noises back. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Because Big Sexy was gone.
He was gone.
And I was sleeping in his bed that night because he hadn't moved any of his shit out yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I always sleep on the fucking couch out here and it hurts my fucking back. I'm going to sleep on the fucking bed. Sorry for this chick. But whatever. So I bring out a pillow and a blanket for her to sleep on the couch. Mm. And then she, like, I'm in bed on my phone scrolling through Facebook or whatever, and she's coming in asking me if she can sleep with me, and I was like, whatever, fine. So then she gets in the bed and we're talking for a little while, and then she like asked me if we can cuddle, and I was just like, I don't really want to. So she gets under the blankets. I stay on top of the fucking blankets hoping that this will definitely send a fucking signal, and I just lay on my stomach and I just drape an arm over her. That was it. I didn't like snuggle up next to her. She ended up scooting back into me and shit. We wake up the next morning and they're meeting with their fucking landlord getting ready to move all their shit out, and I just walk out of the room and the dude's like, hey, what's up? I'm such and such. And I'm like, what's up? Crashed here last night. Things got a little crazy, so...
Everything was clean, though, amazingly, before he came over.
Pickle... After the guy leaves, Pickle looks at me. He's like, you didn't fucking bang her, did you? And I was like, no, I told you I wasn't going to. He's like, I'm fucking disappointed in you for having a woman in the same bed as you and just sleeping. I was like, I didn't want... And neither one of me or her was intoxicated. This is a completely sober decision for me. And she was completely sober and wanted me, and I just absolutely decided I didn't want to do anything with her.
Sadly.
Yeah, the pickle didn't get his live porn through the wall that night.
That's all I wanted was some first-hand live porn.
I don't think that was actually, like, the last party at the duplex. Because the TV was still in the living room at that point.
Yeah.
The Big last Sexy one, threw that party, and we stayed in your room all night.
Yeah, I didn't host anything after that, though. That was the last one I hosted.
Which, his party was lame. That little hangout that you had was way better than his last party. No offense if you listen to this, Big Sexy, but it was lame, and we didn't like any of those people.
It was only lame because they all drank the jungle juice before we even got any of it.
Well, still. But then he kept trying to break down the fucking door.
That, too. Oh, shit.
So he finally gets in the room. I don't remember which one of us it was, but one of us shot him with an airsoft gun.
That's right. That's what our next story should be whenever we had a huge airsoft war in the duplex. Treat it like it was like a SWAT operation.
Oh, yeah. No, I had a vest and a helmet on and everything.
That was a fun one. That was a fun time.
Yeah, it was. All right, well... The pickle's got to get head and get ready to go into the old workstation now.
Sadly.
So this has been episode 5, part 2. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Tune in for the next one. And, if you don't like it, I mean, listen anyway.
Sure. Listen longer.
No, we're not stealing campaigns.
We're stealing campaigns.
We can't steal campaigns. I like that campaign. I support that campaign.
And that's why we're using it.
No, we can't.
But anyways.
Share it with your friends. Get us out there. We want more people to listen.
So. But anyways, listen longer. And if you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
Truth.